Rehoboam's Wrong Choice. The Second Chronicles, Chapter 10, Verses 6-14. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders, who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime. "How would you advise me to answer these people?" he asked. They replied, "If you will be kind to these people, and please them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants." But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men, who had grown up with him and were serving him. He asked them, "What is your advice? How should we answer these people who say to me, 'Lighten the yoke your father put on us'?" The young men who had grown up with him replied, "Tell the people who have said to you, 'Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but make our yoke lighter,' tell them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. My father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions.'" 3 days later, Jeroboam and all the people returned to Rehoboam, as the king had said, "Come back to me in 3 days." The king answered them harshly. Rejecting the advice of the elders, he followed the advice of the young men and said, "My father made your yoke heavy, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions." Many times, we are put in a situation where we have to make up a mind. Things to do and things that we should not to do, as well as places to go to and places that we should not go to, also about good and evil, we are required to make a right choice. From a very tiny thing to a big thing, we should not forget that things are a result of our choices we make. Choices that we make about our marriage, about jobs, religion and everything, these change the destiny of life. We are free to make our own choices. However, we must be responsible for the results that come after making these choices. When we are put in a situation to make a choice, we must have a clear standard of making a choice. Adam chose to have a fruit of the knowledge and evil, and this resulted in him losing all the blessings of Eden. King Ahab wrongly chose a foreign woman, Jezebel, for marriage, and this resulted in drawing in idols such as Baal and Asherah. This caused him to have his own downfall, and also this resulted in the downfall of the nation's destiny. Lot wanted to have his own comfort, and chose the land of Zoar. Later he chose the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. These are all the results of making wrong choices. When we are put in a situation to make a choice, think about these three things. First of all, think of God first and make a choice. Secondly, follow your own conscience when making a choice. Conscience is a gift of God that only has been given to human beings, and this lets us to know what is good and evil. Thirdly, try to choose the way that benefits everyone. As Christians, we should not just make a choice for our own benefit, but we should choose the way that is good for others as well as for myself, altogether. Whether this is at work situation, in society, when we are put in a situation to make a choice, making the right choice is important. Today's word introduces about the event of Rehoboam. Rehoboam is a son of Solomon and a grandson of David. After Solomon, he became a king. But Solomon could not pass on the inheritance of faith onto his children in the end days of his life. In the Second Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "Rehoboam was born from the Ammonite woman." Who are the tribes of Ammonites? These were the tribes that were against the people of God. Rehoboam was born from a foreign woman of Ammonite tribe, and his root had this unclean DNA. Rehoboam did not keep to the laws of God, and according to his own way, he ruled the nation. He abandoned faith and abandoned the wisdom of God. He became the king that caused a division of the United Kingdom. We could see that Solomon could not pass the good faith onto him. We could know by looking at Rehoboam about how important it is to pass the faith on to the children. First of all, Rehoboam made a wrong choice. Let us look at verses 6-9. He abandoned the teachings of the senior advisors. Have a look at verses 7-8. Since the time of Solomon, when the nation was having a difficult time, there were senior advisors that offered advice to the king. However, Rehoboam ignored experience, wise words from senior advisors. Instead, he listened to the flattering words coming from young servants that grew up with him and made wrong choices. Senior advisors told the king that people are exhausted. If the king tells people comforting and encouraging words, then people will serve the king forever. But, as in verse 8, it says, "But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men, who had grown up with him and were serving him." King Rehoboam ignored the senior advisors' wise words and advice coming from their own experience. Instead, he listened to the words of young servants that were his own friends and made policies accordingly. Young officials, who were his friends, advised the king to make things harsher for people, cause pain, and if his father, King Solomon, ruled the nation with a leather whip, then King Rehoboam should rule the nation with the scorpion whip. These young officials gave flattering advice. At the end, Rehoboam ignored advice given from senior advisors and listened to the words of young servants only. He implemented a policy of suppression, and the country was divided in two parts, the south and the north. These are the events that could be applicable in today's time as well. Whether it is at home or at church, we should not ignore the wise words from adults. We need to learn the wisdom of adults. At home, parents have a long life experience, and at church, elders, elderesses and deacons have wisdom that is like priming water that is derived from their spirituality. We need to know this. But, Rehoboam, who was a son of Solomon, it has been said that he abandoned the advice and wisdom taught from senior advisors that contributed to power and prosperity of the nation in the time of grandfather David and father Solomon. This became the beginning of misfortune, downfall, and the division into the south and the north of the United Kingdom. A nation as well, it should pay attention to the words of the senior advisors. In a difficult time like these days, the more difficult it is, we should pay attention to their past experience of senior advisors and need to listen to their wisdom that have lived through a turbulent period of history. But Rehoboam listened to the wrong advice given by young servants. Let us read verse 11. It says, "My father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions." He decided to go with the wrong, harsher policy that threatened the people. The scorpion's whip means a steel whip that has thorns on it. Rehoboam ignored the words of senior advisors that made the nation strong in the time of Father Solomon, and listened to the young servants that grew up with him. As he behaved like this, the nation had a downfall. This is a mirror of history. I think a crisis of this time is like this. People do not pay attention to the voices of senior people. People regard senior people as old relics of history. They do not listen to the advice of senior people. But we must not forget that the abundance we enjoy today is built on the sweat, blood and tears of senior people that have tightened their belts and paid a lot of effort beforehand. Try to go abroad. We can really feel how great the power of the nation is. It is the same with the church in Korea. The sermons of our senior pastors of the past are not well polished, but there are tears, prayers that have been prayed with the knees knelt down, and also there is the power of the blood of Jesus. The growth of the Korean church today has been built upon these foundations. At church as well, young people need to be able to listen to the voices of elders, elderesses and deacons that pray a lot. Senior people need to support the next generations that are young. The wrong choices made by King Rehoboam caused a nation to be divided in half and caused the misfortune for life. I hope you will also seek wisdom of God when you are put in a situation to make a choice. King Rehoboam lost blessings he received before. Chapter 12, verses 1-2, let's read these together. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all the Israelites had gone there to make him king. When Jeroboam son of Nebat heard this, he was in Egypt, where he had fled from King Solomon. He returned from Egypt. King Rehoboam received enormous blessings due to faith from grandfather David and wisdom from father Solomon. However, He could not keep these and lost all these. It is important to receive blessings, but keeping these blessings received is more important. It is important to catch fish, but it is more important not to lose these caught fish. It is important to give birth to a child, but it is more important to raise a child well. It is the same thing like this. There were two reasons in losing the blessings in the time of Rehoboam. One was that, as written in verse 1, he abandoned the law of Jehovah. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, after Rehoboam's position as king was established and he had become strong, he and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. It is the same thing with abandoning the Lord. If the nation becomes more solid and becomes stronger, then it should have depended on God more, but they abandoned the law of the Lord. They left from God. If we received blessings, it is expected that we would serve God more, but in fact, in reality, it is not like that. A person that has been serving the Lord well before, even when this person was unwell, as this person gets healthier, this person gets more distant from God. There are many cases like these. Of faith that has been serving the Lord well when this person did not own much, as this person has more belongings, there are many cases that faith gets fallen down as well. Also, the other reason in losing the blessings was that, as in verse 2, they had been unfaithful to the Lord. Chapter 12, verse 2, it says, because they had been unfaithful to the Lord, Shishak king of Egypt attacked Jerusalem in the fifth year of King Rehoboam. Although we may not be sinners before men, we must know that we are committing sins before God. It can be possible to be seen as holy and devoted in the eyes of God. We can deceive people. However, we are unable to deceive the eyes of God. As believers, we must live our lives before God. This is the Korandio faith. When Rehoboam sinned against the Lord, the cities of Judah, which were solid, were taken away, and Shishak, king of Egypt, came up to attack the peaceful Jerusalem. Was this a coincidence? It is never a coincidence. Have a look at chapter 12, verse 5. In the latter part of this verse, it says, this is what the Lord says, you have abandoned me, therefore, I now abandon you to Shishak. This is a result of them abandoning the law and committing sins against God. Out of all the events described in the Bible, there is no event with the results that does not have a reason. In the time of Noah, the flood was not a coincidence. It was because the sin was rampant at the time. The storm that Jonah faced, it was not a coincidence. It was a storm that he faced while he was obedient to the word of God. Wise people need to understand the reason when they face issues. As believers, when we encounter issues, we should not complain or get depressed, but we should kneel down before God and look for the root cause. This is what the person that belongs to the Spirit is like. What was foolish for Rehoboam was that he abandoned the faith that received from David and Father Solomon, and began to sin against God. He could not keep the blessings he received. We need to pray that our faith, families and our people in our nation would not be like this. Rehoboam left a history that caused a division of the United Kingdom. Chapter 12, verses 14 to 15 tells us this. Rehoboam committed evil and his heart was corrupted. Let us read verse 14. He did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. The most important thing for people is the heart. The heart controls the thoughts and thoughts control the actions. The results shown in actions, the root cause of these is in the heart. But Rehoboam did not put his heart in God. In other words, his heart was left from God. Where does your heart face towards? We should face towards God. When our hearts are facing towards God, we would have wisdom, peace and the ways of Zion would be wide open. Like Daniel, we need to open our window of our hearts toward Jerusalem. But the heart of Rehoboam was away from God and committed evil. Verse 14 says, he did evil, because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. If we do not have God in our hearts, naturally we would do evil things. Evil is the sin that God hates the most. If we do evil things, God would forsake individuals, society and the nation. In the time of Rehoboam, when they were doing evil things, their war never ceased. Chapter 12, verse 5, in the latter part says, there was continual warfare between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. The saying that there was continual warfare between Rehoboam and Jeroboam means that there were conflicts all the time. In other words, there was no peace in the nation. If we do not set our hearts on God solidly, then we would have a lot of worries, anxiety all the time. Spiritually, there would be an endless war always, as well. This is not a coincidence. Is your heart chaotic? Is your family chaotic? Is there no peace in life? Examine the relationship with God first of all. Set your heart on God. My dear family in Christ, as the history of Rehoboam as a mirror, reflect on this. Rehoboam was a grandson of David and a son of Solomon. He enjoyed great amount of wealth and honor. But he did not put his heart on God and did evil. He ignored the wisdom and advice from senior advisors, and pursued a policy of suppression away from God. A tragedy of the United Kingdom splitting into the North and the South took place. History is a mirror. It is a wisdom to look at the mirror and fix the things that are incorrect. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that our families, church and our people will have the wisdom to look at the mirror of history. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.